Not a major increase, but one Perkins says is predictable.
Criminals like the dark. And a large portion of these increases in burglary and the larceny from vehicle and vehicle parts occurred in areas where we had power outages.
The chief says Roanoke police have made at least two arrests.
We've made some tremendous headway. We got some people in jail responsible for these things. And we've actually got a reduction in the other areas.
Perkins says police have doubled and sometimes tripled their presence in areas without power or light since the storm hit, and that's helped. But he says overall, Roanoke residents have been very helpful to each other amid trying times. Evan Jones, WFIR News.